Michelle Murdoch Gibson knew there was a gap in the community for adults with autism and other neurodiversities after they graduate high school. So she helped do something about it. Earlier this year, Murdoch Gibson and her husband founded the Rowan Tree Collective, a nonprofit organization that provides an inclusive and welcoming space for adults over the age of 21 who otherwise lacked access to activities and programming. Named for her son, Rowan, who is 26 and has autism, Murdoch Gibson says the initiative is rooted in parents identifying needs that had been unmet. For a long time, my husband Paul and I had wanted to create something that would fill that gap that we identified and find a place where they could find a place where they belong in the community and create a hub where they would feel welcome, find good friendship and things to keep them busy, she says. In just about 6 months, the organization is already closing in on being at capacity. Right now, there are 16 families engaged in programming with more awaiting intake in January. It's been amazing. It has really surpassed all of our expectations, she says. We've been so well received by the community. We have such a devoted social media following and people who love to see what we do. The programming provided by the Rowan Tree Collective falls into 5 areas: active citizenship, health and wellness, recreation and entertainment, volunteerism and employment, and life skills. Murdoch Gibson says she can see the individual growth, as well as the sense of belonging and friendship, that has developed in such a short time. It's difficult to put in words. You just have to be here and see it and feel it, she says. The families are connected. The individual participants are connected. We're starting to connect with different members of the community. Every Wednesday we make 150 sandwiches to bring across to the Dewdrop Inn. They're our neighbors. The participants take a lot of pride in the work they do making those sandwiches and we're so well received when we get to the Dewdrop Inn. We walk in and it's like our participants are a bunch of celebrities. Everybody is cheering for them.